You're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Pavali Umpanen, who is the artistic director of the festival, to George Crumb. G'day, Pavali. How are you?
Good morning. Very nice to be here.
Yeah. I was... tell my listeners who George Crumb is, or was, George, really.
Yeah. George Crumb, to music, was a little bit like... Picasso to art, or Leonardo da Vinci for sort of humanist thinking and combining mechanics and the world. He had a little bit of a theory of everything. George Crumb was an American composer, a really novel character, and a rethinker who had a great and profound sort of classical and modernist training in the art of composing. But he really went out to hear the world around him, the natural world, and what's going on in the humanities side, which wasn't always so great. And he composed this very, very colorful output of really sort of a series of cult works, often chamber works of music, which have become celebrated across the world. Not so often performed, perhaps because they're chamber works and their performance requires sometimes are sort of very special. You need extra instruments. You need certain lighting things around it on the stage, and you need musicians who are willing to spend several months learning these scores, which are very detailed, and the really beautiful output of defining works, really. And yes, he passed away in the beginning of last year, and we thought that now, any time would be a great time to make a George Crumb festival, but now we really needed to do it. And so we came up with the idea of celebrating Crumb's music alongside with musicians that he inspired, he taught, and also musicians and composers that inspired him in his time. So that's not a short description, but that's anyway what's going on at Annam this week.
No, it does describe something important, which is how remarkable these performances will be, so that if anybody is interested in this stuff, this is you should buy a ticket and you should go to these performances, because it's not just a casual, everyday affair what's going on down at the, well, it's a great venue too, down at the Abbotsford Convent, but... I was looking him up, and he was born in about 1925, and they go into the fact that he came from an incredibly musical family, but there was this piece in it that they were talking about where he was asked to compose something, and he felt like he was dreaming other people, other composers, just reworking things, and that's when he decided he would decide to create a new vocabulary, really.
That's true. I think composition is a very difficult craft, and there's high demand in that realm to be very original. And composition students are really asked to be original, and that kind of like rigid, almost aggressive quest for originality may end up in actually copying the other mavericks, and maybe Crumb was experiencing something like that. Well, difficult for me to know. However, there was a moment on his career when you start to sense this missing everything that was around him in sound, and a sense of freedom. Really, it's quite interesting that moment.
Are you still there? Oh, you seem to have disappeared. We'll play a little bit of Crumb so that you can get an idea of what we're talking about.
Thank you.
We've got Pavali back. He just disappeared. It was almost part of George Crumb's performance. And the
Absolutely. Something happened. This is the digital world, unfortunately. Yeah. Anyway.
I was just playing a little piece from Black Angels, which is one of the pieces that is going to be performed, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. Black Angels is maybe Crumb's most famous work and a work which is really performed quite seldom. It's a string quartet, and surprisingly many classical musicians, successful classical musicians, when in interviews, when they're asked why they became musicians, they will name a Crumb piece, often Vox Balanae, the Voice of Wales, or Black Angels as a concert experience, that they heard this piece early on in performance, and they thought that they also must become performers. The performance of Black Angels is a very, very exciting thing. The string quartet players are doing multiple things. They're singing, they're shouting in the performance. They're using playing harmonics with wine glasses, and there are cymbals that they're playing and all that. So it's a very sort of complete and very visceral experience, concert experience and a performance experience. But at the same time, Black Angels, as the name gives it away, is a very dark piece.
It's about the Vietnam War, right?
Well, it was written at that time, and even the signature at the end of the score says that it was written. It says in Latin during the time of war, but Crumb never explicitly linked the piece with Vietnam War, but it's quite obvious. From the title, the work begins with a movement which is called Electric Insects, which to some resemble helicopters used in battle. So it's Black Angels is this moment in classical music where art and beauty meet the dark side of the world in a simultaneously terrorizing in a very beautiful way.
Yeah,
and,
well,
it's a totally unique piece.
Yeah, I was going to say, you couldn't have a better time in history to be performing this, I'll have to say.
Unfortunately, that is true. It's remarkable with Crumb. When we started to do this festival, we really wanted to celebrate Crumb's music, and that's what we're doing because of musical reasons. But then when we took up the masterpieces that we wanted to perform, Vox Balanae, The Voice of Whale, and Macrocosmos 3, which is another big piece for two pianists and two percussionists who all play multiple instruments, and Black Angels. We actually noticed that in our hands we had works that reflected war, a work that reflected the natural state of the world. Vox Balanae is a sort of an early environmentalist piece, if you wish, another very famous piece, The Voice of Whale, and a beautiful thing to listen to. And then The Macrocosmos, which in a more sort of complicated way describes the human traversal through this universe. And so Crumb goes very deep, and it was almost funny to notice how relevant these works that have been composed a few decades ago are still today in facing what the world is facing at the moment.
Thank you very much for talking to me this morning, and hopefully people will realise what a gem we have that's going to be performed the 23rd to the 25th down at Abbotsford Convent. They can get tickets online.
Absolutely. So welcome, and the Abbotsford Convent is a great place in itself, and we're very proud to be there, and Crumb fits that place perfectly.
You know, before you go, it is really quite slightly absurd that he should have a name like George Crumb, don't you think, for someone who's a big cake, really?
Absolutely, yeah. This he would have appreciated that pun. He also had a sort of a jocular side to him, and so there is mild comedy in his works always. So I'm sure he made fun of that himself at some point.
This November, the Australian National Academy of Music presents a festival celebrating the music of pioneering American composer George Crumb. Across four thrilling performances, Crumb's dynamic and engaging music will be paired alongside music by Igor Stravinsky, Thelonious Monk, Edgar Varèse, and more, from the 23rd to the 25th of November at Abbotsford Convent. Find out more and book your tickets at anam.com.au. The Australian National Academy of Music is a 3CR supporter.